Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Let's face it, this election year has been a very stressful time for, well, just about everybody. No matter what side of the fence you're on, we've all felt the stress. Whether you're on the winning side after the November elections or the other side or somewhere still undecided in the middle, stress and anxiety seems to be playing a pretty big role across the country this year, more than I personally have ever seen in the past, and probably the same for many of us. Maybe with some planning on our side, we can ease a bit of the anxiety and possibly even move forward. The interesting thing is, this has been a very crazy year. Although the election is over and the stress, anxiety, and the nerve-wracking part of the election is over, it seems like a lot of us are still kind of in the game, if you will. This really, really, really unhealthy stress, you know, seems to be kind of hanging around, although things start to be settling down a little bit. You know, I am seeing major, major amounts of stress. And we're feeling it not only during our day, but, you know, the news bombards us with information every single day. And wherever we go, if we're listening to the news, we're hearing more. And news is different today than it was in the past. When I grew up, news was about reporting news. It rarely was about expressing your own personal opinions. And today we live in an opinionated world where every time you turn on the news, you're not getting as much of the news as you are the newscasters and reporters take on the news. So you may be on a station that is more Republican, or a station that is more Democratic, or a station that's undecided and somewhere in the middle. You know, we don't get the same news all the time today. We get the basics that are about the same, things that have to do with the weather, things that have to do with, you know, major events. But then everything is bombarded, broke down, broken into little pieces, segmented, and then commented on by everybody who thinks they're a professional and everybody that thinks that they have a lot of information to bring. And then before you know it, we are walking around overloaded with information. And it's even sometimes hard for us to have our own opinions many times because of the fact that we've got so many other opinions and other people's opinions running around our head. So this year, this long stretch of time up to the election and now directly after it, is basically a situation where we are trying to regain some sanity. And in the big picture of things, we're moving forward. I think during the day, people go up and down with their stress. I mean, I've seen people every single day lately, you know, they'll be perfectly fine and all of a sudden they'll listen to the news a little bit and get agitated all over again. If you're at work when this happens, you know, take some deep breaths. Get up and walk for a little bit. Take a short walk. Listen to music. You know, have a lighter, non-political conversation with a coworker or a friend. If you have a little bit more time and you're able to fit in some time during the week, and get a massage. Go out for a nice lunch. You know, go outside. Get some fresh air. Focus on your surroundings. And people say, is it really this bad out there? Yeah, it is. And it's a very, very intimate relationship that we have this year with the election process. And people seem to be either really motivated with what was going on in Washington, or they're motivated for what they don't want going on. So the country was directly split down the middle. So we've got a lot of people feeling an elation and a lot of people feeling a frustration. But I think up to the process and up to the very night of the election, anxiety and stress, you know, shifted and moved around all night long. And even if your candidate was the one that won, there's still anxiety and stress. You know, so I think a lot of people, you know, we're approaching our recovery from the election, maybe for the first time ever, as something that we are dealing with. I don't think that I've really ever seen anything like this before. You know, if you're at home and you're stressing out and you got the news on, turn it off. Leave it off for a little while. You know, you can guarantee you can turn it on an hour later and it'll be exactly where it was, with four more people sitting at the table talking about what they were talking about an hour ago, with four new minds and four new opinions. You know, so you're not going to miss anything. You know, spend some time with your friends, call a friend, take your pet out for a walk, try to do something that you really love that doesn't have any ramifications and anxiety and stress attached to it. You know, and like I said, meditating, very, very important. This is the time of the year also, you know, we get into the holiday season right after an election and people are already stressed out. So you may not be eating well. You know, you may be not taking the time to put down some good food into your system and take the time to really prepare the meals that you're eating or eating out a lot of junk and processed foods. That doesn't really build for a foundation of putting your body back in balance. This is also the time of the year when we're buzzing around in circles. We're stimulating lots of sugar, lots of caffeine, alcohol as well. And of course, parties and back-to-back, you know, events. You know, so we have more not so good food, great tasting food, mind you, at our fingertips. And of course, we use food as a friend and a support. So many times we are eating more than we need to and eating more of the wrong kind of foods. And we have to remember that we drink more alcohol, we stimulate more, and you know, so our bodies are kind of pushed a little bit harder. And when you're trying to decompress from a time when you're overly stressed and anxious, we're not making it very easy for our body. We get away from the things that we need the most, which is a balanced, more organized life with good quality food. We get away from having a good night's rest, and our activity level seems to change dramatically. We almost have to tell ourselves to unplug, decompress, step back, take a look at things from a different angle as a stress reducer. You know, today, sometimes we have to take a break away from everything. Electronic devices, laptops, computers, and television for a while, you know, as a way of fighting and supporting our bodies, you know, war with stress. We are facing massive amounts of stress every single day. A lot of it coming at us that we can't control. Some of it coming at us that we create ourselves. And then because we don't take care of ourselves, another whole layer of stress decides to jump on the scale as well. So we do have control in many of these instances, but we have to look at things, you know, a little bit differently. Believe it or not, the American Psychology and Psychological Association has even come out with a list of tips for us to keep our body more balanced, telling people to, you know, stand back and take a look at the big picture and, you know, and realizing that this election has raised the normal amount of stressors to another whole level. And that people have actually started to take personally some of the major stresses that are out there. We have to remember also that the unplugging from the news every once in a while is probably a good thing. And going for a walk and exercising and turn off the news feed and just take that digital break can be very, very effective. You know, I'm sure many of you remember when we were growing up, we got a morning news, which is more brief, and then we got an evening news that was kind of lighter as well, and then we had the 11 o'clock news at night, and that's kind of the way it was. You know, you didn't have the all-day feed. You didn't have the smartphones to tune in. When you got home, you either read it in the newspaper or you the next day, the next morning, after the effect of whatever happened the previous day, or you got up bits and pieces during the day and you just had to kind of wait till you got it on the news. Today we are bombarded with this information, and if you tried to make it through this election process without being conflicted and frustrated and anxious and edgy and nervous and confused and mad and happy along the way, then you probably you're probably in the very small minority, because I think everybody else was touched by this election a lot differently this year. And I think many people didn't come out the other side healthy by it, no matter what side you're on. And now it's really not about sides. Now it's about trying to unify. And that's very difficult when we all have very strong opinions, or we've been had our opinions enhanced or set in stone many times. Today, we have to look at things in a kind of a different way, because everything we did over the last year and now after the election is going to be with us for the next 4 years. So, you know, things will settle down. People will go on with their lives. But right now, many people are apathetic and frustrated and burnt out and wanting to just, you know, stick our head in the sand and not deal with it. And there are people that are very happy as well. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. There is still stress. And there's still anxiety and there's still frustration, you know, and a lot of people are trying to find a way to back up against this. But we have taken it to the limit and we've become really excessive with our stress. Now, not everybody is going to develop clinical or major anxiety over an election. And not everybody is going to stay on social media, either celebrating or bashing or, voicing their opinion. That's going to die down as well. But I think along the way, we're doing a lot of damage. And we're feeling this as a toxic blow to our body. So we have to kind of, look at things just a little bit differently. So being able to decompress is really a good thing. The hard part is, finding what works for you as far as your true way of decompressing and putting things, a little bit more in balance. Today's topic of dealing with post-election stress, it's pretty important. And helping to find nutritional support and ways of unwinding, important as well. But I do want to make sure to remind you about the people who make the show possible. Give me 30 seconds and we'll be right back on the topic of post-election stress.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And then let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. And then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. And face it, today, walking into most health food stores, it can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine packed with useful information on a variety of health topics as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good for you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. So as we start to, slide into the holiday season away from the election, we start to look at things a little bit differently. Maybe this year the holidays will be a way of us segueing into a different mindset, hopefully. But it doesn't mean that we need to all back away completely. Stay involved and stay strong with your affirmations. And there's nothing wrong with that. Get involved in your political groups and don't feel bad about voicing your opinion. But voicing your opinion at the cost of your health and burning yourself out and not being able to deal with the anxiety either created by the situation or by what we're doing to ourselves can be pretty harmful. Information is one of the wonderful things that we do have at our fingertips and making sure that we have the correct information and not jumping on the misinformation bandwagon. Many times, even throughout the year, there is bad reporting and there's misinformation and there's frustration on our side because we have a tendency to hear things and there's incorrect reporting and there's false articles that are put out there. And, that doesn't make things any easier for us when we're holding on by a string trying to find some good information to run with. And it seems like nothing coming to us is anything but blown up, exploded, filled with air, emptiness of positive information. And whether it's good for you or not, sometimes you have to stand back and use your brain and really do a little research on your side and not let other people completely influence your decisions. Having our own personal decisions and our own thought process is really important, and being able to hold on to that and use those wonderful values that we have. But we have to also be able to disseminate the good information from the bad information, then formulate our own individual opinions and not let somebody do that for us. If you do feel things like chronic stress coming out stronger than ever for any reason, it's a good time to get to your doctor and get checked. Excess anxiety and stress can lead to things like heart problems and high blood pressure. And if you're getting to that point and your body is out of control and you're not sleeping and you're not eating well and stress has completely taken you over, get yourself into your doctor as soon as possible and go in and get a good checkup and let's see where we are. Because sometimes that check and balance is even more important than just getting good information about an election. Because sometimes you have to make sure that you're doing everything you possibly can. We want to be healthy. We want to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can. But it is a stressful time. And at the end of an election season, everybody's feeling some kind of stress. You know, we sometimes forget everything leading up to the election because we're that emotional. And if you weren't involved and at least taking note of this election, then you probably had your head in the sand because there were many parts of it that were just absolutely unbelievable. Good, bad, terrible, ugly, awful, throwing of terrible information back and forth from side to side. And if you weren't part of that, then you really weren't part of the election because it was really hard to not be part of that craziness. But remember to keep some things in mind when you're dealing with this kind of stress. Make sure that you're trying to eat a little bit better. You know, the idea of having good, healthy food on your plate, it's not just important anymore. It's imperative for your body to be able to have the tools. And like I said, remember, we're going in from the election into the holiday season, which also means weather changes. And with weather changes and stress and trying to get our body back in balance comes a weakened immune system. If you don't eat well and you're not nourishing your body, your immune system is going to take a hit. And what's going to happen is we're going to get sick. We're going to get probably normal flus and colds, and we're going to get run down and burnt out and tired out and just exhausted. And then you add holiday food and holiday stress and holiday alcohol and missing sleep, missing exercise, not drinking water because we're not thinking that we need to hydrate because we're not thirsty, and our bodies crash and burn. And if you haven't noticed lately, we don't bounce back like we did when we were younger. We don't bounce back very well at all. We have to make sure that we're doing a little bit better on the bouncing back, but that means we have to eat better as well. We have to rest better. We have to be able to take some of the good with the bad, and we have to be able to have that balance factor in our mind. And positive attitude is something that we really need to have because negativity is running very deep in this country in many different levels, not just because of the election, but negativity is very strong. And if you hang around negativity all the time, and that's what you know, and that's what you see, and that's what you hear. It's amazing how even a positive person can start looking at things with a negative point of view. I stress sleep a lot. We talk about sleep all the time because it's that important. It's not just something that you do. It's something that you need to do. It's something that your body needs you to do. And it's something that is truly important and crucial to be able to shut your body down and find that central balance of great stress support by being able to charge your batteries and wake up rested the next day. Remember, if you're not sleeping well at night, it doesn't mean you have to run right to the doctor to get a prescription for one of the amber bottles of knockout pills. There are so many beautiful individual nutrients and blended herbal combinations for sleep. Some of the individual things you can focus on, like L-tryptophan and 5-HTP and GABA and melatonin and some of the wonderful herbs like chamomile and catnip and holy basil and ashwagandha, and still a cup of chamomile tea at bedtime can be amazing for helping you get that great night's rest. Because plugging in at night, well, let's talk about something that we can relate to these days, because it seems like our electronic devices are literally connected to our hands. So it's like plugging in our phones. We want to make sure in the morning when we get up, our phone was plugged in, it's got a full charge, ready to take on the day. Well, don't you think that we need to do the same thing for our body and plug our bodies in at night to wake up with a better charge in the morning? And when you're dealing with stress, no matter where the stress is coming from, maybe it's, you know, getting ready for the holidays, maybe it's just throughout the year work stress, maybe it's deadline stress, maybe it's dealing with a disease, a health problem for yourself or for somebody in your group, or if just bad news stress, start your day with something to eat. Have your breakfast in the morning. You know, as much as we heard this as kids, you know, it's even more important today. Having that way of breaking the fast first thing in the morning after a decent to great night's sleep and putting some solid energy fuel into your system and not just, you know, grabbing your caffeinated beverage and your sugar cake or muffin in the morning or fast food meal, put something solid with some sustenance. Have some oatmeal, you know, have some yogurt. Throw some chia seeds and ground flax in your yogurt. Throw some fruit in there. Make a beautiful smoothie with your favorite protein powder and your favorite beverage and ice cubes and frozen fruit if you don't have fresh. And dress it up. Throw some yogurt in there. Throw some walnuts for extra omega-3s. Get that fiber in there. We're lacking fiber. And we're all constipated. You want to add constipation into the list of irritable? Constipation is irritable. So get some chia seeds and some ground flax in there as well and start dressing up your smoothie and then make it taste the way you want it to taste. Throw in your favorite taste. And then drink it every morning. Either drink it in the morning, drink it on your way to work. But I guarantee you, you will start the day on a better foot, on a solid ground footing. And you'll be able to approach and deal better. Because with a better night's rest, get up in the morning, have a glass or two of water to get your hydration level back where it should be. We forget to drink our water. It's so important all year long, but in the winter and the colder weather, we don't think about it because we're not feeling those signs of dehydration. And dehydration is a great way to add added stress into your routine. And then have that smoothie in the morning and get your day started and back away from the overconsumption of caffeinated and stimulant beverages and enjoy the ride. Because it can make a dramatic difference in your health. And you're going to feel a lot better than you have in a long time as well. You may find that adding more B vitamins in might make a difference. Take it above and beyond your whole food multiple vitamin. Something else that's important that we forget about, and when you're really, really stressed, stress makes our stomachs unsettled. And stress can actually tie your gut in a knot and give you a sense of, you know, inflammatory response to your stomach. When you're so stressed, you can feel it all the way down to your bones and into your gut. And if you're feeling it in your stomach, you're probably causing an imbalance in your gut, which is compromising your digestive system. If you're feeling a lot of stress all the time and you're feeling it in the pit of your gut, give your body and your gut a little bit more support. Take a good probiotic every meal, a good strong one. And add into your supportive system of your digestive system and take a digestive enzyme to take the strain off of your gut. Chances are you're probably in a compromised area anywhere. I've been using digestive enzymes and probiotics at my meals forever. I know that I get tied in knots. I know that I get busy. And when I get like that, my gut is compromised. So if I go ahead and I have a probiotic and a digestive enzyme with my meals, it gives me that insurance policy that I'm going to get the benefit out of my nutrition. I'm going to get the overall benefit for my body and do some rebuilding and feel better and get the energy from my food. And also, we're enabling our gut to be able to break down our vitamin supplements. We want to make sure we're getting the benefit out of those. If you have a compromised gut, you may not be getting the full benefit out of your vitamins and minerals and herbs and amino acids and wonderful nutritional formulas and combinations. You may be just going through the motions and not getting the full benefit. And like I said earlier, you're so stressed out that you can't unwind and you can't decompress and you can't sleep and you're even exhausted along the way. That's that extra layer of stress on your body. You know, I talk with people every day and have over the last year during this election, and I literally have never seen this level of stress. Over the years, I've seen levels of excitement for candidates, but I think I saw little bits of the excitement, and it was pretty immense for many people. The excitement was big during rallies and things like that, and that's wonderful. But we have to remember that the downtime, it seemed like we spent more time dealing on the negatives of the opponent of our favorite politician. Back away and realize that we have to take control of our stress. We have to think about ourselves first. We have to get our health in order. Otherwise, we are crash and burning, and then we're not going to get any better. Remember, keep your diet a little bit cleaner. Plenty of green vegetables. They're loaded with magnesium. Plenty of good, healthy proteins. Plenty of fruits and vegetables. This time of the year, we're going into the frozen vegetables and fruits. That's okay. They're just as healthy frozen. I don't believe in canned at all. So fresh or frozen, you're fine. And for those smoothies in the morning, frozen fruit really does open up the window for you to have just about any of your fruits, and you can get them organic frozen as well. And that just really gives us an extra layer of support. And don't forget healthy snacks as well. You know, make your own trail mix with almonds and Brazil nuts and walnuts and raisins and maybe some healthy dark chocolate carob chips and some cranberries and, you know, and have some healthy trail mix to take with you. You know, at least this way, when you're snacking on something good. Carry some string cheese and some wonderful things to chew on, maybe just some raw nuts by themselves. But healthy snacks give you healthy energy. Healthy energy gets us through the day, which means we'll be eating those meals. And we're not always going to be good this time of the year. Let's just face it, it's the holiday season. But if you could be a little bit better, it'll help you deal with the stress coming off the election stress, and going into the season. But right now, it's very critical for everybody to decompress, get the rest you need. We have to move forward as a nation, and we have to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to keep our body as healthy as absolutely possible. Because it's really something that I think a lot of us, we saw for maybe the first time, and we're going to see, maybe we'll see it again, maybe we won't. But right now, I guess we just have to be accepting and moving in a positive manner, and hopefully we'll put ourselves into a way that we can maybe look at things with a little bit more of a positive outlook. It's kind of hard to be overly positive when you're in the pit of a negativity and things have gone so differently than many people thought would happen. But, you know, we're all going to take the time to be supportive and move together as a nation. But remember, it all starts with you and getting you healthy. Because if you're out of sorts and you're not healthy at all, it's really a crazy road trying to regain, you know, what we've lost and what we're trying to put back in place. A book you might want to keep in mind called Stress. It's 7 the most effective techniques to get rid of stress and anxiety forever. Powerful stress management secrets to eliminate stress permanently so you can live a stress-free, relaxed life of happiness by Timothy Lee. Also, 2006 presidential election, Self-Help Us, Voters Detox Activity Guide and Emergency Kit by Lisa Labonte. And a couple blogs, How to Cope with Election Stress and How to Unwind from Election Anxiety. Both of those will keep you a little bit more balanced. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the on-demand podcast of the shows available at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening. Stay well.